It was an epic weekend on the beaches, from the sardines popping up at Umgababa and Kelso, the guys with some lovely fish there, Garrick and Snook.
There's been quite a few shared around, from Pennington all the way through to the Bluff. So get out there.
Is there any better fishing out there in the entire planet right now?
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, anglers. Welcome to a show where you need to saddle up, you need to buckle up, and you need to gear up. Because after this week's fishing, guys, this weekend is looking absolutely epic. Now, if you don't believe me, because we've heard the sea was too flat, the fish is off the bite, there's too much sardines in the water. Well, listen to this. Listen to what we have seen come out this week. We have seen bronze bream come out on shad traces. We have seen carp feeding on sardines. There are snook feeding on falcon spoons. There are hauls of tuna. Every species we could think about being landed this winter has come out this week. There has been no stopping the anglers of KZN. Bring on the bad barometrics. Bring on the spring tides. Bring on the heavy winds or lack of winds or lack of current. The guys are still catching the fish because there is no drop off form in KZN. So let's get into the meat of it. Let's get into this week's KZN's podcast with KZN's greatest reporters. But before we do, you shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, just remember, there's just a few more days for the shad competition to be over, and we will know who is holding that check for 50,000 Rand. Oh, there hasn't been too many big fish that has come out. In fact, it's all been quite average sizes. So with a few more days left, with this weekend coming up, we still got a shot in it. So get out there, get fishing. Now, where we are going to be fishing? Well, let's start off with that fishing report from Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? It was an epic weekend on the beaches. The guys did very well, from the sardines popping up at Umgababa and Kelso, the guys got some lovely fish there, Garrick and Snook and things like that. Two dogs chasing the bronze bream, doing very well. A good couple of rock cod caught on the far south. The guys on the Durban North beaches did their normal stumpies, grunters, shad. A couple of greys in between, one or two Garrick around on the Virginia, Cumberland, Ashley beaches. So yeah, the guys did do very well. On the ski boat and paddle ski side, it's mainly been a case of what are we finding on the bottom. Doggers, keelback, some ambers, yellowtail, all those sort of things have been trying. The guy's still pulling for cooter, getting the odd one, some nice snook around, but it's mainly been about what's on the bottom. In Durban Bay, the guys have been some lovely grunter. Saw a couple of nice videos of some beautiful grunter. Kingies are around in the ultralight. The guys are getting the smaller kingies. Bigger ones haven't pitched up yet, but I'm sure they will any day. Springer also, any day now, they will start nice. Guys, this is Mike V for ANSA News. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week off the Durban area. So guys, yeah, out in the deep off the Bluff area in the 100 meter zone, there's been quite a few copper stem brusses. So if you go out into the real deep, put a nice big bait down, fish in that 100, 120 meter mark, you should find yourself some good coppers up there. Also, there's been a lot of keelback this week, coming out all the way from the 60 meter zone up to the 140, 150s. Snook, there's been a couple of snook off the beachfront area, that's the Blue Lagoon side, and then all the way down by Jess Estate side. But then on the general bottom fishing, yeah, guys, slingers, soldiers, rock hards, the general stuff, all pretty good at the moment. So guys, this is Brad for Angry News Africa and Tightlines, and speak to you guys for next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. I absolutely love it. What a start. What a beautiful start. I'm excited. Now, look, don't get me wrong. There's going to be a lot of oxygen in the water this weekend. In fact, on Saturday, there might be a bit of a puff of a wind. Nothing too crazy. Okay, I'm joking. It is going to be a little bit crazy. It's going to be 50Ks, but it's just for a very short window. We still got Sunday, which is looking absolutely beautiful. So, you know what? With that amount of species that has come out this week, I have no doubt we will see KZN rods bending. Now, that was our Durban report. Let's head up the North Coast, where we are going to kick it off with Deandra.
Hi, fellow anglers. It's Deandra here reporting from the North Coast for Angler News SA. The early mornings and late night fishing has produced a variety of species along the North Coast this past week. Starting off in the Umhlanga area, where anglers had great joy pulling in some brushes, stumpies, and decent sized blacktails, while there has been little fireworks in the Westbrook side when it it comes to the edible species. But there has been an evening or two filled with action the last week for anglers targeting the grey sharks on Westbrook Beach. Moving on to Belito, where anglers had lots more to celebrate with species like shad, dumpies, brusher, bronze bream and cob for the edible side of the species list. On the non-edible catches, there has been sandies, blues and brown skates around, and still some gary catches as well. For many anglers, it's been a great week of fishing in the North Coast, and we are all looking forward to the next week of angling success. Sidelines, everyone.
Thank you, Dee. Now, guys, it's not just me, right? I mean, I obviously listen to these podcasts every week. However, I can see that North Coast starting to pick up. I mean, listening to DeAndre's reports is just getting better and better every week. So, you know what? Watch this space. Hey, speaking of watching this space, we've got a new voice joining our show next week. The angler that's on our cover, Michaela Daniels. She's going to be joining the show, so listen out for her. This girl knows how to haul in fish, and she's going to tell us more about what's going to be going on in this vicinity just outside Durban. So, yeah, listen out for that one. Now, moving up the North Coast, well, guys, just two species, cob and tuna. That's all you need to know about. If you're fishing rock and surf, right, there is cob. There is definitely cob, and there is the odd shad, the odd gaddick. As for the offshore, tuna, it is just non-stop, right? I mean, I'm talking full decks of tuna, every angler getting the quota, so it is looking absolutely epic on the offshore side off the North Coast. Now, Midlands has the best comeback. We've got the Albert Falls Classic this weekend, and Jan is going to tell us more about what's going on up there.
Hey there, guys. So, in the sincere hopes that this doesn't jinx it, it really is starting to feel like spring or summer. And dare it be said, even the fish seem to be making an appearance. Fingers crossed that it stays this way, as it's been a log hard slog since the start of the year. What with rains blowing out the river season, and truth be told, the stillwater season certainly hasn't been a shining beacon of example either. So, guys, get your gear sorted, prepped and polished, as by the time of the next report, we will be in a new season, with new hopes and new ideals. 1st of September is almost here, and after a long, hard winter of waiting, the trout river season reopens shortly. Oh, happy day, I hear you all cry. That's me above all else. Looking forward to opening my account for the season and reporting next week. So watch, or should I say rather, listen to this space. Also happy to report that the returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club Stillwater Anglers are showing up with some fish. There have been some good fish reported, primarily in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter category, but also in the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter bracket. No flies mentioned reported from these lucky anglers, of course, as the guys are playing their cards very close to their chest, but mentioned was made of minnow and tadpole activity. So zonka and woolly bugger patterns will be good starting flies. The big news, of course, is that this weekend, 28th to 30th of August, sees Albert Falls Dam host the very popular Albert Falls Classic. And with the recent slump in bass fishing, or rather catching, that is, causing great concern. However, we are very happy to report that word from the water is that there are fish being caught by non-competitors, that is, as the water is closed for the event. And by all indications, some decent fish, that is, up to the 2+ kilo mark. So from fears of no to little action, that's exciting news for this weekend. And we wish all anglers tight lines, and we look forward to reporting next week. Fly anglers from Mearns Dam are reporting some fish caught in some large articulated game changer style patterns, while the Midmore anglers are reporting some average sized bass along with good sized carp. The scaly action continues to stoke the fishing fires across the Midlands and beyond, with fish being reported from the Umkomas, Bushmans and Tugela systems. No reports on any dry fly action as yet, weighted nymphs being your de rigueur for these fish. Primarily scruffy patterns, hair and copper, through pheasant tail nymphs in hotspot livery, as well as gold-ribbed hairs here with a pink bead. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. This is Jan Karabal reporting for Kingfisher and Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Whoa, I love it. I love it. It's September, spring. You know what that means, right? Like Jan said, the river season opens. He's getting all excited about that. I've already heard about the plans, and I wish him all the best. He will be out there, and he will be giving us some proper reports of what's been going on that riverside. What is piquing my interest is that it's time to dust off all that bass tackle, guys. You know, this is the beauty of KZN, right? We just get out of the sardine run, out of the winter, and now, although it's going to be a bit more windy and a little bit uncomfortable, we can be protected in the dams and go and smash that bass. All right, now talking about getting that fish, smashing that fish, getting into the meat of the show, the South Coast. Let's kick it off with Ray Thompson.
The weather has been lovely. There's been quite a few shad around from Pennington all the way through to the Bluff. So get out there and start fishing for those shad. Don't forget the shad comp as well that we're running here at the Kingfisher. Guys, the brusher are making their appearance all the way from the Bluff. And again, most of those points where the guys catch brusher, Baisley, areas like that, Cotty South, there have been quite a few brusher between the 4 and 6 kilo range. Obviously, Garrick again in the Toti, Warners area, Carradine area. And yes, guys, go out there, have some fun. It's a lovely week ahead.
Thank you, Ray. You know what I love about kicking off the South Coast with that? It's the curtain raiser for the hottest spots in KZN right now with our South Coast guru, Adam Lyon.
Hey, Vinesh, hope you're doing well, my friend, and all the listeners out there have had a beautiful week so far. It's been absolutely lovely weather down on the South Coast. Really nice to see. We're slowly heading into spring. We haven't really seen too many days of those windy August days, which makes me a little bit afraid that it might come in September. However, Vinesh, that being said, the guys have been angling hard down on the South Coast and have been rewarded with some beautiful fish. It's definitely been cracker on the South Coast with white muscle cracker or brusher popping up. We've had Kalyun coming out, heading into those species of fish season now. We've had beautiful bream popping up and a lot of them. And again, bream on shad trace off Margate Pier. What next for the old girl Margate Pier, Vinesh? One of these days, a guy is going to land a mermaid or a merman down on the South Coast, Vinesh. It is going to happen. I tell you that much. I guarantee you. But yeah, in terms of the rock and surf side of things, it's definitely turned up just like the weather. We are getting some beautiful rock species popping up, some rock cod. Again, a couple of nice cave bass, some beautiful blacktail. Not so much in terms of shad, I must admit, things have quietened down or petered out just a bit there. There have been a few that have been popping up, and the guys that have been catching them have definitely been throwing them out as live bait. There's still a beautiful amount of garrick around, some nice cob. The kingfish also 1-1-1 at this stage, but definitely cob and garrick in terms of the game species. And a lot of them, as we have said in the previous podcast, that most of them have been caught on either a live blacktail or a shad. Yes, definitely, guys. If you are coming down to the South Coast, I would bring a live bait rod, especially for the deep water points. But now is the time not to forget your scratching rods, because it is definitely happening down on the South Coast, Vinesh. In terms of deep sea, not too much fireworks there at this stage. Bass fishing's been a bit meh, but otherwise, beautiful carp popping up here and there. And just on the carp side of things, another carp down at Port St. John. So again, Vinesh, lower South Coast, mermaid coming up. Otherwise, stay safe, guys. Tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam, you absolute legend. What a way to round off the show. I simply love it. I mean, guys, you cannot script this stuff, all right? I mean, he's talking about bronze bream on shad races. That carp that came out in Port St. John's River came out while the guy was fishing for grunter. I mean, the angler, Jayan Singh, is setting the tone for the evolution of species. I mean, where would you ever see this? It's KZN. You're gonna love it. I mean, is there any better fishing out there in the entire planet right now? So, with that being said, get out there, get those rods bending, get that 50K shad, and until the next one...
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.